and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix. One couple enters the courtroom. Anna and Raven are the judge. You are the jury. The Star 99.9 Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Andrew, what's going on today?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. This is kind of silly, but my wife and I are fighting over a Keurig coffee machine. She got rid of my machine because she doesn't like all the K-cups. She says it's filling up landfills, and I got to have my coffee in the morning. I spent a lot of money on this machine, and now it's gone.
Oh.
And I don't think it's fair. She didn't discuss it with me. She just got rid of it without even talking to me.
Wow. Is that because she knew your answer was going to be no?
Most likely. I think she's doing the old do it now and forgive or beg for forgiveness later, whatever.
Right.
Hold on. Let's get her on the line, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Hello?
Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
Hi. It's Anna and Raven over at Star 99.9.
Oh, hi.
Hey, Crystal. Want to let you know that we're calling you this morning for the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Got a phone call from your husband. What's going on with his Keurig? What'd you do with it? Where is it? What's happening?
I threw it away. It's completely wasteful.
What's the problem with it?
It's not environmentally friendly. There's these plastic cups that go into the environment every single day, multiple times a day, if there's more than one person in the house. And I couldn't look at those cups anymore. We're killing our planet, and it had to go.
Okay. What do you mean it's killing our planet? You're the one that buys bottled water like it's going out of style. You're such a hypocrite. You threw away a $300 coffee machine without even talking to me.
You would have said no, but I can't keep looking at those plastic cups filling up.
Okay,
first
off, you don't throw away a $300 coffee machine. At least sell it on eBay. You didn't even talk to me. You just threw it away. Of course, you don't pay for stuff, so what do you care?
I don't want to sell it on eBay. I don't want someone else to be doing the same thing to our planet. I didn't want it to be in use. That's the whole point.
Okay, you know what? I'm throwing away your car. You can start walking everywhere you go. Throwing away all the bottled water. You can drink out of the garden hose like I did when I was a kid. How's that sound?
That's a bit much.
How is it? It's like it's fair when it's against me, but as soon as I bring up something against you, you didn't even talk to me about this. It's a $300 machine you threw away.
Why start with the K-cups? That's my question. I mean, you've got all these other things around the house. Do you recycle those items or what?
Yeah, I'm a very avid recycler. I think it's very important for the planet. I have all my bins set up. I have everything color-coded. I have a very good process in our house that I think is going to make an impact in the environment. I've been preaching recycling. I go to green meetups. Like, it's something that's very important to me, and I didn't want to keep contributing to the waste cycle of this planet with those stupid K-cups.
But you didn't even look at alternatives. Do you realize there are alternatives to K-cups? It's called a refillable K-cup, where you just buy the coffee you like, you put it in the refill thing, and you put it in the Keurig machine, and you don't even have to buy K-cups. I would happily have done that. You threw away a $300 machine.
So what we do, guys, is we take things to a vote. And Crystal, our audience may agree with you. You're passionate about the environment. You know that these K-cups aren't very good for the environment. So you took matters into your own hand, told your husband you were getting rid of it, and you did. They may say, hey, you did what you had to do. But they may see his side. If this is the one thing that he wants and it makes him happy when he's got to get up real early in the morning and he doesn't want to worry about brewing a pot or scheduling it the night before, then you need to just let it go and let him do his thing. Do you guys both agree to listen to our audience has to say?
You said she discussed it with him. She didn't. She threw it away without telling me.
Right.
I came home and it was gone.
That was kind of cold. Seriously, Crystal.
Listen, I'll listen to what people have to say, but I think it's obvious that I'm in the right here. So I guess it's fine if they want to weigh in.
All right. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
She's really into recycling, taking care of the world and all that. And that's great. But she said she had it with her husband, Andrew, using a Keurig every morning because he used the pod. So she threw away the entire coffee machine. And he's out of his mind mad.
Yeah, I can understand that. I mean, you've got your morning ritual and then you wake up one day and it's gone. And you know, first thing you're going to say to yourself is they have no right. Why would they do this to me? That type of thing. It feels like a personal affront. Kristen doesn't sound sorry about it at all. Or Crystal, excuse me, doesn't sound sorry about it at all.
Right. She's like, I told you to get rid of it. Stop using the pods. You didn't. 1-800-330-9999. Tammy, whose side are you on this morning?
I'm on the husband's side. We have a Keurig in our house. We have one of those refillable pods. There are other alternatives. And is she then going to take his car keys away when he starts spending $6 a day in coffee from a Dunkin' Donuts or a Starbucks?
Yeah, I got to say, like, I with all my wife's Keurigs, like, I thought those self-filling ones actually came with it. So if she had just checked the box before she chucked it, She probably would have saved a bunch of cash.
What I think probably, though, is that he just liked to have the variety and use them. And, you know, he's saying that, but maybe it's not really the reality of what he's doing, you know?
Well, we have a Keurig, and we used to do the pods in every flavor imaginable. And now we just buy regular coffee and a flavored creamer, and it makes it a different taste.
Right. You found a way around it. Thanks so much for the call. Exactly. We appreciate it, Tammy.
No problem.
Bye. You want to chime in, too? Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? She's super into protecting the environment, and that's why she finally had enough of her husband's Keurig, so she threw it out without telling him.
I mean, that's rude, right? On Facebook, they absolutely are destroying Crystal. Everybody's on Andrew's side in the Honda of Westport couple scored here on Star 99.9. They want her to pay for a new one.
Right, but, you know, her argument is she warned him. He didn't do anything, so she got rid of it. It's not good for the environment. 1-800-330-9999. Andrea, who are you siding with this morning?
So I'm on the husband's side because I don't think she should have thrown away, you know, his Keurig without discussing it with him. I do totally get that. But I understand where she's coming from with the whole environmentally friendly thing. The only thing I'm thinking is, why don't they just recycle the K-cups and the water bottles? Like, pretty sure those could be recycled.
Well, it wasn't good enough for her.
No, she wanted them banned out
right.
of her house.
They're in the oceans, all right? They're in the oceans.
They're in the oceans.
Hey, Frank, whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. Well, Raven, I look at it this way here. If my wife threw something away like that there, how would she feel if the situation were reversed and I didn't tell her about something?
Right. If you just picked like a random dress to throw out or something like that, that wouldn't go over very well.
Oh, no, 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 no.
But one time I did throw away a pair of pants that I hated that my husband wears like since the 1990s, and I don't regret that one bit. I would do that again.
Did you tell him about it or just let him realize down the road and you were like, yeah, they're gone?
No, I told him. I said, I hate those pants. Stop wearing them. I'm going to throw them away. So the next time he wore them, and when he threw them in the hamper, I threw them in the garbage.
That's hurtful.
Hey, Tana and Raven, what do you think about this?
I am definitely on the husband's side. The wife could have just spoken to him about it, and they could have came to the resolution of using a refillable pod. They sell them at Walmart for like $8, and he could have just bought coffee and made them to go from there on out. She didn't need to throw the Keurig away. If her car is also contributing to pollution, then it's kind of ironic that she threw away his Keurig.
Right. What if we find out she like just rides a bicycle everywhere? Then we're like, oh, all right.
No, she said she's got a car and she drinks bottled water.
Right.
She admitted to that too.
Right. It's like a double standard, really.
Right.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Andrew, our audience agreed with you. They felt like, Crystal, it wasn't your place to just throw out his coffee machine without talking to him about it first. And even though people understood you're passionate about the environment, he is your husband, and you do need to communicate with him, and that's just not cool.
Yeah, so I mean, does that mean she gets to buy me a new one?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yep. I mean, I think that's
fair.
With
her money.
With her money. Yep.
Yes, not my money, hers.
Yeah.
Fine, but I'm going to buy one of those refillable cups you talked about because I still care about the planet.
Well, if you'd have discussed this with me in the beginning, you wouldn't have had to throw anything away. We would have had the refillable.
Well, now we will.
Well, guys,
congratulations.
Thank you guys so much for coming on the show today. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email too. It's couplescore@star999.com. And remember, you could always catch up with any of the podcasts at star999.com or subscribe to our iTunes channel. And remember to rate and review us too.